Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Marvin Gaye bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ed Yordan, one of the smartest guys I know, a futurist, a computer technology expert extraordinaire, a global, world-class level resource, the author of so many books, including Outsource, Competing in the Global Productivity Race. His new book is called CIOs at Work, Chief Information Officers at Work. Ed, thanks again for hanging out with us. Yordan.com, right? Yordon.com?
Yep, that's it.
You can find him there. Ed, one of the things I've done quite a bit of programming on over the last several years is cloud computing. I actually... You know, I'm proud to say that I was talking about cloud computing before it was cloud computing, when it was ASPs, and
right.
and I've done a lot of it over the years, and in fact I did some earlier in the show, and all of that is transporting the power out onto other platforms like smartphones and tablets and everything, and it's causing some people to predict the ultimate demise of the desktop, the personal computer, maybe even the tablet. I mean, not the tablet, but the laptop. What do you think?
Well, I certainly think it's an important trend, and we have to be aware of it and react. But I also have to remind you, having been in this field for almost 50 years now, that we said the same thing about a lot of other technologies. You know, I've heard the death of the mainframe and the death of the mini.
Yep.
And IBM is still making billions of dollars from selling mainframe computers. Mm-hmm. It's not the dominant technology, but they did
sell their PC. I was working with them. I was one of their vendors back in those days when they sold their PC unit to Lenovo. So that told
yeah,
me that
I
told
think
me something too.
They saw the trend early on, and they were very smart to have gotten out of a declining business with declining profit margins and switch everything over to services and software, which is where they're making most
mm-hmm.
of their profit. So yeah, the PC has certainly got a limited future. If you looked at last week's financial report from Apple, there PC sales are down. If you're Dell computer, you're feeling really bad these
right.
days. The various
vultures are circling the Dell carcass, aren't they, right now?
Apparently so. Yeah, I don't follow it too closely, but yeah, they really are circling. You know, we saw this starting about 2 or 3 years ago. There were surveys with teenagers and students saying, if you had a choice, what would you take? Would you take the latest fully powered Dell PC, or would you take a smartphone? And overwhelmingly, kids are choosing smartphones.
Oh, yeah. I got an employee who reads books on her smartphone.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And she doesn't even have a really fancy one.
So, you know, what's going to happen is that the older generation, you and me, we're eventually going to die off, and we're not even relevant in...
Now, isn't about our demise. This is
well, but it's part of the story.
Yeah.
See, you and I have invested so much mental energy and money in PCs that we're not going to give them up right away.
You can't have my laptop. Even though I have a tablet and a darn good smartphone, but I love my laptop.
Exactly, but we're going to be replaced by the younger generation that never bothered getting a laptop
right.
because they don't need one.
Well, the other thing that I like to point out and have in my work, my articles and other work that I've done, I remind people that there are millions of people who are going online for the first time this year,
right?
And they're doing it with a smartphone, and they never have and probably never will own a PC.
That's right, yeah. And even if they did, the other change that's happened is they could afford it themselves. You know,
yep.
the other part of the big change is that we used to have technology that was expensive and that was acquired by companies and then handed down to their employees. Now it's a bottom-up thing.
Right.
All of the vendors have figured out that they should go after the retail marketplace first and sell inexpensive devices, whether it's a tablet or a smartphone or even a laptop,
And we saw those chickens come home to roost with Rim and BlackBerry, didn't we? When the Enterprise business went to heck and people's companies started letting their employees work mobily with their own devices.
Well, and whether they allowed it or not, the point is that people began bringing their own devices into the company.
Yeah.
And all of us have generally got better technology at home than we do, in our work environment.
Right.
Except for small businesses. But certainly the big Fortune 500 companies have got ancient technology that doesn't work very well. And so people just say, screw it, I'm going to bring my own, whether you like it or not.
So you think the death of the I like the way you're framing this, that the possible death of the PC, or I guess we should say the ultimate death of the PC, is as much technology as it, I mean, it's as much demographic as it is technology, isn't it?
Well, it's generational. It is also demographic. You know, things are very different in developing countries than they are here, because a lot of those parts of the world never even bothered making an investment in mainframes or
that's what those are the people I was talking about earlier. Yeah, the millions
exactly.
of people.
Exactly. So they're jumping in for the first time with smartphones and tablets.
Right. And when I say demographic, I'm roping the generations in there too.
Absolutely.
All that. So it's a sort of a double whammy on the PC, isn't it?
Yep. Now it's going to take a while to play out, but it definitely is.
Yeah.
And it's not only a hardware phenomenon. You see a lot of software now that is developed initially for smartphones and sometimes only for smartphones, like Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of stuff now that'll never ever show up on a laptop or a desktop because, why bother?
And it's also been interesting to see how Facebook, the moment it went public, already had an issue because it wasn't mobile.
Yeah.
And that created a lot of stress on that company. So, folks, take all this stuff that Dad's telling you into your consideration for your own business. Tintail, right back with Ed. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.